Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Credit Suisse has warned that its investment bank will report a loss for the fourth quarter as trading revenue slowed, marking the latest blow to the Swiss lender reeling from the exit of Antonio Horta Osorio this month. The final quarter of 2021 saw a slowdown in revenues at its investment bank that partly reflected a reversion to more normal trading conditions, Credit Suisse said on Tuesday. Alongside the decline, the bank also said it would take a 500 million Swiss franc or $545 million provision in the fourth quarter to cover litigation settlements, mostly tied to its investment banking business. Next, the US has placed about 8,500 troops on standby for possible deployment to Central and Eastern Europe to shore up NATO's defenses, as Western leaders pledged to form a united front against the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon's announcement that it was prepared to move additional personnel to NATO's eastern flank came as the US and its allies hardened their response to Russia's buildup of forces along the Ukrainian border. At the direction of the president, and following recommendations made by Secretary Lloyd Austin, the United States has taken steps to heighten the readiness of its forces at home and abroad, said John Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson. And now, Leon Black has accused his former Lieutenant Joshua Harris of orchestrating a conspiracy to retaliate and destroy him, after Harris was denied the chance to succeed Black as chief executive of Apollo Global Management, according to a lawsuit filed in New York on Monday. Black has previously filed a complaint alleging a racketeering conspiracy, and naming his former mistress Ghazal Ganieva and the law firm Wigda. Monday's amended lawsuit adds Harris, and New York public relations titan Steven Rubenstein, as defendants. Harris is accused of weaponizing Miss Ganieva to assassinate Black's character. Ganieva has been suing Black since last spring, alleging the billionaire sexually abused her during their relationship, and then damaged her reputation by publicly accusing her of extortion. Black has denied those charges, describing them as defamatory. Next up, Chesapeake Energy, the fracking pioneer that was the highest-profile casualty of the 2020 oil crash, is expanding in America's biggest shale patch again, less than a year after its emergence from bankruptcy. The Oklahoma-based producer on Tuesday said it would spend $2.6 billion in cash and equity to buy Chief Oil and Gas, founded by Dallas billionaire Trevor Rees-Jones and its partner Tug Hill, in northeastern Pennsylvania's section of the prolific Marcellus Shale field. Chesapeake said it was also selling its Wyoming oil business to Continental Resources, controlled by shale billionaire Harold Hamm, for $450 million. And finally, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick has bowed to mounting pressure to investigate alleged breaches of lockdown rules around Downing Street and Whitehall, saying her force was investigating a number of parties. Dick told a hearing at the London Assembly that the Met was acting after receiving information from the Cabinet Office, where Sue Gray, a senior official, is investigating the parties. She added that the force had investigated several other events that appeared to have taken place at Downing Street and Whitehall, but had decided that those events did not reach the threshold for criminal investigation. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.